7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most Colorado parents say they plan to get their children vaccinated against COVID-19 or already have. CPR's John Daly reports on a new poll from the Colorado Health Foundation.
Children over 12 are now eligible for the vaccine, and the federal government will make a call on the vaccine for those 5 to 11 in the coming months. 29% of Colorado parents polled plan to get their children vaccinated as soon as possible. Another 17% have already done so, and 10% plan to get them vaccinated but will wait a while. A fifth of parents say they are definitely not planning to get their children vaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder is on track to increase enrollment this year, but community colleges are struggling. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Both CU Boulder and CU Anschutz saw a 2.3% uptick in student enrollment. CU Denver's enrollment fell slightly, and at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, enrollment fell 2.5%. Meantime, enrollment declined at Colorado's community colleges by 0.5%. Chancellor Joe Garcia says the Community College of Denver had a decline of 7%. Officials say the pandemic has forced many older students to withdraw from college in order to take care of school-aged children or work. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Springs will join other cities on a project aimed at building a new reservoir east of Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The agreement approved by council calls for buying 640 acres on the Arkansas River for some $2.8 million. If the plan is approved by all parties, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Aurora will each pay about 28% of the purchase price. Fountain, Pueblo West, and the Southeastern Colorado Water Conservancy District would split the balance. They'd then form a joint agency to build and manage a shallow reservoir geared toward helping meet the future water needs of the communities involved. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Front Range and Metro Denver have highs today close to 90 and cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.